The Prime Ministers, Series 2, presented by Nick Robinson. William Pitt the Younger.
The country faces massive debt. The cure proposed by young and inexperienced Prime Minister is deeply controversial. One costly and unpopular war has only just ended, but he will ask the nation to back military action once again. The year? 1783. The Prime Minister, William Pitt. Pitt the Younger. He lived on this street, Downing Street, longer than any of the leaders before or since who I'll be profiling in this series. And he took residence here younger, much younger, than any leader Britain has or almost certainly will ever see.
He is a complete outlier in British history. He was Prime Minister when he was 24 years old, having already turned down the offer of being Prime Minister twice by that age. When he died, he was still younger than all but three of his 38 successors to date as Prime Minister when they entered office. So he is a towering figure in our history.
Foreign Secretary, ardent Pitt admirer and biographer William Hague, talking about the man who Hague himself was compared with when he wowed the Tory conference at the age of just 16. It's almost impossible to conceive of someone becoming Prime Minister just a few years older than that. But he was, of course, the son of the great war leader, Pitt the Elder. And, says the historian Jeremy Black, the country turned to him because being so young, he was untainted by involvement in the events of his country's recent past.
Pitt the Younger seemed to many people to be, as it were, a schoolboy that had come into politics. But the fact of the matter was that the previous generation was totally and utterly discredited. The American War of Independence was not some distant war of choice. This was a civil war in the empire, a war between cousins and brothers, which had gone completely pear-shaped, which had left...